Today's scripture reading is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verses 14 to 16. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause to grow up to David a branch of righteousness. He shall execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell safely. And this is the name by which she will be called, Lord of Righteousness.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from Luke 21, verses 25 through 28, and verses 35 through 36. And it reads as such: And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Father, just let these words come forward for your people to strengthen us. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. So, I'm going to take off my shoes. There we go. Now I'm a little more comfortable. And that means we will actually get out of here, or at least I'll be done in about 15 minutes. Say amen. Amen. So to give you a little bit of a background, I have been on this spiritual journey about look up and live. And I've been studying Moses, and I've been studying the children of Israel, and I've been studying, I don't know how many of you may or may not have read this part, but there was a time where the people of God, the children of Israel, were wandering around in the wilderness, and right when Moses came to the end of his life, he had to put a serpent on a stick and lift it up and said, whoever looks up at this serpent, the bronze serpent, when they look up, they will live. Well, what that actually means is that when they look up, they would be able to recover, right? When they looked up, they would be able to recover. And so the other day I was reading this book called God is Closer Than You Think, and it's by a man named John Ortberg, and of course I put in parentheses because I wouldn't be a doctor, but for those of you who are looking, I had to cite the text, and it's by Zondervan, 2005, right? So in parentheses. In chapter 9, he talks about the times when God seems absent. These times he refers to as a winter spirituality, a winter spirituality. The winter spirituality are times when we as believers are hit with waves of trouble. It can feel like the trouble, it just comes back to back, like waves, you know, washing ashore. Just every time you turn around is something else. And what happens is that when we get overtaken by the waves, we feel that we cannot see God, or we cannot feel the presence of God at the very times when we need God most. It's a time when we begin to kind of lose a little hope, because it's like, God, where are you in the very times that I need you the most? And so what ends up happening is what Ortberg says is that we have to develop a winter spirituality, which is a philosophy that we have to gain when we are at the risk of losing hope. It could be that lab test that came back positive. It could be that loss of a loved one or loss of possessions. It's in these times that it seems that we ask and we cry out, God, where are you? Why am I going through this? Why am I getting hit back to back to back? And so in this chapter, Jesus is warning and also encouraging the believers that when we get to these places of asking God where he is, when we get to these places of hopelessness, we should first of all not be surprised that these type of things are happening. Why? Why shouldn't we be surprised? Because it comes with the changing of the season. How many of you have lived in Rochester, the past 40 years of your life? We already know what happens come December, January, February. We're not surprised. So actually, I'm going to tell you a little quick story so I can hurry up. I invested in an air pump that's battery operated. And before I came here today, I had to make sure that all four of my tires were at 33 PSI, because I know that when the season changes, my tires deflate, and I know that 490 may be a little icy and I don't want to slide all over the road. So I had to prepare, because I'm not surprised by the change of the season. I'm going somewhere, stay with me. And so, when we live this far up north, we understand that we must develop what they call a winter spirituality, right? And so when we're experiencing this winter spirituality, we find places of hope. I would like to offer this hope today. First, we must recognize that everyone that lives in our territory, or everyone that we're around, is going to experience some of the same things. When it snows 3 feet in the city, it may snow 5 feet out here. I'm really not sure how close we are to the water. But either which way, we're all gonna get snow. Amen? Amen. Amen. And so we have to prepare. This is where Jesus is telling us. You know that the season is changing. So don't be caught unprepared. Get your boots, your gloves, your hat. Start pulling that stuff out of the closet. We already knew by Thanksgiving, if you're putting up Christmas tree ornaments, you should be pulling out gloves and hats and thick socks as well. And so we have to get prepared for this season. Everyone is going to experience this winter season. One thing about winter is that it also brings a place of closure. Winter for us happens at the end of the year. We're anticipating and getting ready for the next season, which is going to be New Year's, which is going to come into spring, right? That's what we're getting ready for. Spring is a new beginning. This is when the trees begin to bloom and begin to bud. But see, right now we're going through winter. And the one thing that I did in my research is I found out that Advent actually starts with despair. And it comes and brings you to a place of hope. We start gloomy, like the sky. But eventually we know that if we can just endure the season, if we can endure the season, that eventually the great, what does it say? Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Am I saying that right? And so we expect that eventually the sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar. I'm gonna join the choir. And so what God gives us in this season, in this wintry season, is a place of closure. And a lot of people, we need closure in our lives. We need closure. And if we don't allow a season for closure, then we end up just going and going and going and going. And I think the last time I was here, I said, listen, you got to take a break. It gives us this chance for closure. And so I've heard it said that the promises of God are yes and amen. And in the Bible, we have witnessed that God has always kept his promise to the people who obey his word. We read today Jeremiah chapter 33, and the people of God, they had to lose everything before that experiencing the new covenant of that God had created. It was a level of righteousness that it was attached to the transitioning of seasons. So Jeremiah, he reminds the people that although they will face injustice, although they will face persecution, although they will face the changes, don't be dismayed. These things happen in cycles. Don't be surprised. But he says that God is faithful to his promise. This is the same reminder that Jesus gives the disciple. He says in this chapter of Luke that when you see these things begin to happen, stand up and lift up your head. It's about changing your posture. And something about changing not only just your physical posture, but something about changing your spiritual posture, something about changing the way that you see things, the way that you think about things. When you stand up, it gives you a place. I'm kind of leaving my notes here, but it gives you a level of confidence. When you change your posture, there's something that physically happens, that the neurons and the blood vessels and things begin to happen, and you get a little bit more energy, and you get a little more pep in your step. And also when you're looking up, it's a place of victory, because if I'm down all the time and I'm always looking down and I'm always woe is me, do I ever find victory? But he says that when you see these seasons begin to change, I'm getting a little excited for myself here. When you see these seasons begin to change, first of all, don't lose hope. Secondly, know that this is going to happen, so you're not surprised. You're not shocked. As a matter of fact, you're actually prepared. And because you're prepared, you can stand tall and you can lift up your head and you can change your posture and you can say, greater is the God that is in me than the God that is in the world. And no matter what comes my way, I can handle it because I've got my boots, I've got my gloves, I've got my shovel, I put air in my tires, and I'm traveling down 490 to get to the church. Y'all can go ahead and clap your hands and say hallelujah. And so we change our posture. Right? We change our posture. And not only do we change our perspective, not only do we change our posture, but we begin to change our prayers. We're no longer are we saying, oh God, I need you to work this out for me. I'm so depressed. I'm pulling the covers over my head. But what happens is on Psalm chapter 25, 1 through 10, the psalmist says, oh Lord, to you I lift up my soul. I lift up every care. I lift up every prayer. I lift up every petition. And he says, oh my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be put to shame. Don't let my enemies exalt over me, which means don't let them be like dark clouds over me, hanging over my head. Don't let those thoughts and those things that come sometimes in the midnight hour just hang around. Gray skies are gonna clear up. Stand up. Lift up your head. Put on a happy face. And so he says these things, and the psalmist says, don't let those who wait for you be put to shame. Because there's something about looking up. It says, I will lift my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. When you look up, you're looking in expectation. You're looking beyond just your circumstances that are right here. You're looking further than what, and so he says in his word that God can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. So we have to look in that direction. Am I making sense? Say amen. Amen. Okay, I'm just making sure I'm almost done because I got about 20 seconds, okay? So the psalmist moves from a place of despair and he changes his prayer and he changes his posture and he says, let me know your ways. Lead me to your truth and teach me. There's a scripture in the Bible that says that if you don't have knowledge, ask of God, and God will give it to you freely. Lastly, in that psalm, there's a proclamation, and this is where the redemption begins. It begins when the psalmist begins to remember that God is upright, and even though we cannot see him, even though we cannot see the way, even though it may be covered by snow, we trust that there is a way, and so we cannot lose hope. The psalmist says that God is upright. And he instructs sinners in the way, and he leads the humble into what is right and teaches the humble his way. And all the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and decrees. So Jesus echoes this in Luke 21 and 26 and says that there are people who will lose hope when changes come. There are people who will faint from fear. And the powers of the heavens will be shaken, which means their thoughts, the heavens, here in their minds and in their thoughts. And people will be overwhelmed with anxiety because they are uncertain about what this season will bring. Have you felt that in the atmosphere lately, especially post-COVID? And so he says, Jesus tells us, stand up, which is the opposite of being bowed down. Raise your heads, which means that you're looking up and you are focused on what truly matters. And it means that now you are present in the moment and you realize that no matter how you are feeling right now, no matter what is going on in your life, God is present with you and your redemption is closer than you think. To be redeemed means to be put to good use, which means even the broken pieces of our lives will be put to good use. So when you know this, you're more inclined to lift up your head. Raising your head, the posture of hope. If you can look up, you can stand up. And if you can stand up, you're winning. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. Because I'm standing up, I'm looking up. I'm not going to allow the cares of life to drag me down. And so, Jesus gives us a few more instructions and I'm done. In Luke chapter 21, 34 through 35, he tells us how to continue winning. Are you ready? He says, be on your guard. So that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life. And that day catches you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live in the face of the whole earth. Shifts in seasons bring confusion. And I've heard it said before that if we fail to plan, we plan to fail. If we do not have a plan in place, we are setting ourselves up for disorientation and dissipation. I had to look that word up. It meant spend your money frivolously, which a lot of people are doing right now. Amen. Ooh. I stayed in the house on Friday. I didn't go anywhere. I promise I did. I was not leaving. I didn't put air in my tires on Friday just because I wasn't going anywhere. So if Jesus warns us about being distracted in this season, and it is important right now not to squander your money or your resources. And I know we've been in a pandemic mode for almost 24 months, and I know that you want to go out and buy gifts, but please be mindful and be a good steward over your time, your energy, and every resource that you have. Jesus is advising us to pay attention to the times. We need to know what's going on in the world so that we can navigate through the seasonal changes that are coming. To stand before man is to remain in the presence of God. So don't get carried away. My encouragement and prayer for you today is that you abide in the word of the Lord and be reminded that the things you hear today, and I pray that the Holy Spirit will give each of you divine understanding and guidance. So when the cares of life come to you, stand up and look up, because God is going to make good use of everything you have. Do you believe that today? Amen? Amen. So at this time, we are looking for Jesus to come into our hearts, to come into our minds, to come into our spirits, to come into our souls, and give us the strength to stand up, even with the changing times, to look up and to be redeemed, to live in his word. Amen and amen.